This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You and me, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you guys, good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in listening for Bradley, he's off for the day. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio, as well as you can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Shootings you may not have heard about. Two in particular that I'm going to share with you. This not only refutes some of the lies that we are hearing, and they are lies. It drives me up a wall when people put words that don't need to be put when you can just call it what it is. It's like people call adulteries affairs now. That makes it sound not as bad. Or they call being a sodomite gay. There's nothing gay about it. I mean, it's doing things to take away the blow of what it is. And so these school shootings that I'm going to share with you in this hour will demonstrate that you are being lied to over and over again. And they're going to demonstrate the very thing the media and those proponents like David Hogg or Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, or Senator Dianne Feinstein, or any of these other gun grabbers, and they're communists. That's what they are. Okay, let's just call them what they are. They are communists in their mindset. They're not American in their mindset. They may have been born here, but they didn't learn the American way. And if they had, they would have first started with the Bible, then they would have stuck with the Constitution. They are sticking with neither. And we're going to demonstrate that in this hour, so hold on to your hats. But if you want to call in, stick to the subject, not doing Chinese buffet, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. First of all, let me point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, where we have several articles dealing with what's going on today. One was a reminder. We had it out yesterday. Never forget the U.S. government slaughtered dozens in a church over an illegal gun part. Now, some people take offense at the use of the term church, but go back and just look what that is. It just means an assembly. And that is a reference to what was going on in Waco. Yes, there was a false teacher there. False teachers have been in the church, and God says that he sends false prophets among us. Why? Is it to do us harm? No, it's to test us to see if we love him more than we do the smooth words of a false prophet. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, you heard this argument about Europe and the tariffs that are being proposed. And I'm not so sure that they're the best thing to do right now, especially in the way they're leaning, but it's causing some concern over there. those people are going to have to make some adjustments, I guess. And it's going to have ramifications here, too. So don't think it's just going to be over there. It's going to be here, too. But speaking of Europe, Angela Merkel, the chancellor there in Germany, admits that no-go zones exist in Germany. And who do we have to thank for that? Well, we have Ms. Merkel to thank for that. In case you don't know what that is, that's where the Muslims go in. They set up their community. They began to rule by Sharia law. Look, I can tell you, I've got a place down the road from where I live. It's on, you see those little things, the 23 terror camps in the U.S., the FBI is where. One of them's right down the road from me, within eyeshot of a nuclear plant. And the guys who run security there keep an eye on those people all the time. They've been around for decades now. But they're basically a no-go zone. Nobody goes in there. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just like Vegas, authorities are hiding the surveillance footage of the Parkland shooting. Yeah, just like they've hit it in a bunch of school shootings, right? But they didn't do that at Columbine. Remember, we saw footage in Columbine of the shooters. I've yet to see one video of a shooter from Parkland. I mean, those kids have cameras. They have cell phones. And you're telling me there's no video at all of a shooter? Interesting. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Oklahoma. Muslim student threatened to kill Jews, and terror expert John Guandolo of the FBI did nothing. They did nothing. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Florida school massacre proves police are worthless in protecting us. And that's true, because police aren't there to protect. They're there to come after. They're first responders. They respond to the crime. They don't necessarily stop it. In some cases, they end up stopping a crime. But overall, their job is to come in in the aftermath and deal with it there. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, states began to enact gun confiscation laws denying citizens due process. We know this is going on out in California, where they just wrote a law, and where certain people who were considered felons, but they weren't violent, now have their rights taken away. Even after they've done their time, after they've done all the stuff that they're supposed to do, they're coming in and they're stealing their property. That's what they're doing. They're stealing property, and they're denying them their rights to self-defense. Now, if you think that's okay, what are you going to think when they come for you? You say, well, I haven't this, that, and the other. Well, that's fine. But the reality is that they are doing this, sort of backtracking it. One day, these people were perfectly legal having their weapons and executing their rights. And the next day, cops are coming forward, and they're stealing their weapons and denying them their rights. Really, it is, to me, it's a clear violation of the Fifth Amendment. The people had the right the day before to have them. They haven't committed a crime since then. This shouldn't be an issue. And you say, well, they're a felon. Yeah, they're a felon over something that the Bible tells us would be restitution, not denying their rights, not stealing their property. They would restore what they had stolen, and they would also give an increase to that as well. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk school shootings you may not have heard about. Stay with us.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to talk school shootings you may not have heard about. One of those is, and the reason I bring these up is because we've heard these lies from people like David Hogg. We've heard them from Senator Chris Murphy. We've heard them from a number of these criminally minded people. Okay? In that, they say school shootings, it only happens here in the U.S. Well, that's not really true. In fact, it not only happens outside the U.S., but it happens with a greater death toll. And one of those was, 2004 in Beslan, North Ossetia, Alania in Russia. I believe I pronounced that right. In Beslan, okay? Beslan school siege is how it's known. And what led to that? Well, I can tell you it's pretty much the very thing that these communists in our country are pushing for. People like David Hogg, people who is a child. He doesn't know any better. In fact, we can sympathize. Okay, maybe you had some trauma, maybe you didn't. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is he should not be listened to when it comes to any kind of thing that is attacking your rights, America, or mine. He should be, not in the physical sense, but in the sense of silenced, not given media airtime, not given a book deal, not given radio interviews or any of that stuff. And I'm welcome to come on the Sons of Liberty Radio. David, if you're listening, you can call in 1-866-582-9933, because I won't let you just do what CNN and MSNBC and all these other places will do. I'm going to hold you to the law, and I'm going to make you try and be consistent, which you won't be able to do. but I would try to do that. Anyway, back to the shooting. It took place in 2004. And understand that these guys who were pushing, people like David Hogg and such, who were pushing these things, this is where this eventually goes, and it makes the children in more danger than they are now in gun-free zones. Okay? So, here's the deal. What goes on in Russia? I mean, before I give you what took place there, what goes on in Russia as far as gun rights? Let me change that. Gun owner rights. I kind of hate the term of gun rights. Guns don't have rights. People do. So gun owner rights. What's the deal there? Well, they have very, very strict gun laws there in Russia. The regulation of guns in Russia is categorized as restrictive. This is according to gunpolicy.org. In Russia, the right to private gun ownership is not guaranteed by law. In Russia, civilians are not allowed to possess automatic firearms and handguns. In Russia, only licensed gun owners may lawfully acquire, possess, or transfer a firearm or ammunition. Applicants for a gun owner's license in Russia are required to establish a genuine reason to possess a firearm, as though it wasn't a God-given right anyway. For example, hunting, target shooting, collection, personal protection, security. You know, a lot of that stuff sounds very much like what we get even from the NRA. You know, sport shooting, target shooting, hunt. It has nothing. Nobody ever brings up the fact that that's found, you know, in a separate clause there to the first part, which is about militia. And the militia is about defense and holding a free state. So that's the first thing our weapons are for, is to maintain freedom, a free state. But it also is maintain freedom on a personal level, too. Okay? The hunting, sports shooting, our Second Amendment has nothing to do with that. That was just a given. Everybody did that. That was not even an issue. So the Second Amendment has nothing to do with any of that stuff, okay? Going through more of Russia's laws, an applicant for a firearm license in Russia must pass a background check. Sound familiar? See where you're going, America? You're just copying all this same stuff over there, which considers criminal mental health and medical records. Oh, yes. You just keep going down that road, conservatives. If you want all that stuff, you're just following right along with communist Russia. In Russia, an understanding of firearm safety and the law tested in a theoretical and or practical training course is required for a firearm license. In Russia, gun owners must reapply and requalify for their firearm license every 5 years. In Russia, the law requires that a record of the acquisition, possession, or transfer of each privately held firearm be retained in an official register. Firearms regulations in Russia include written speculation for the lawful safe storage of private firearms and ammunition by licensed gun owners. In Russia, carrying a firearm in plain view in a public place is prohibited, with some exceptions like hunters, security guards, or sports shooters. I don't know why they get to carry them and just the average Joe doesn't get to. That doesn't make any sense to me. In Russia, carrying a concealed firearm in a public place is prohibited, with some exceptions. Okay, that's kind of what we're looking at there, okay? They certainly didn't have guns in the school here in Beslan, because if they had, they might would have saved a lot of lives. They might would have saved a ton of lives if they had just had that. But this incident is known as the Beslan School Siege. The Beslan School Siege. Now, let me quickly give you what that is. The Beslan School Siege, which is also referred to as the Beslan School Hostage Crisis or Beslan Massacre, started on the 1st of September 2004. It lasted 3 days. It involved the illegal imprisonment of over 1,100 people as hostages, including 777 children, and ended with the deaths of at least 334 people. 334 people. Put all our school shootings together, I don't even think we're even close to 334 people. Not that one life isn't enough, but what I'm saying is, look at the drastic difference in the numbers that are there. The crisis began when a group of armed Islamic militants, mostly English and Chechen, occupied school number 1 in the town of Beslan. and they did that on September 1st, 2004. The hostage takers were part of a battalion sent by the Chechen warlord Shamil Basayev, who demanded recognition of the independence of Chechnya. So he wants independence of Chechnya, and he's going to take hostage nearly 1,000 children and some adults too. That's what he's going to do. On the third day of the standoff, Russian security forces, you know, they're supposed to protect you and care for you and all this, right? Stormed the building with the use of tanks, incendiary rockets, and other heavy weapons. They did this with 777 kids in there, 1,100 people. What was the result? As of December 2006, 334 people, excluding the terrorists, were killed, including 186 children. Hundreds more, more than 800, were wounded. You see what goes on here? And nobody brings that up. Nobody brings in the fact that in America, our right to keep and bear arms is supposed to be protected, not infringed and face an onslaught from people who are power hungry to control us. They're supposed to be protected. You see, the more restrictions you put on law-abiding citizens, the more you give the advantage to criminals. Why? Because criminals don't care for your laws. In fact, those of us who are constitutionalists, we don't pretty much care for your laws that infringe on our rights and violate the Constitution either. That's why we speak out against it. We don't care for it either. Because we know what you're trying to do. Because we know there'll never be enough laws that you can write. Pick your senator, pick your congressman, pick your state house person, whatever, who's pushing a gun confiscation agenda, and make no doubt about it, it is gun confiscation, because if they write gun control, they have in their measures where they can take your guns. That's what it is. It is gun confiscation. That's what we need to call it, is gun confiscation. That or gun prohibition. They work well together. Prohibition didn't work either, did it? It didn't work too well either, because it was something they shouldn't have been messing with in the first place. None of the laws stop the Islamic jihadis from doing what they did. Stick with us through the rest of the break. On the other side, we're going to pick up another school shooting you probably haven't heard about. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Welcome out of the Sons of Liberty. You tuned in listening to Bradley. He's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd like to join us at any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933. Okay. Some of you probably did hear about the last one. If you're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio, you're probably, many of you are old enough to where you can remember that. And that was in the news at the time. Of course, they probably didn't tell you about all the strict gun control they had. And at that time, 2004, they were already starting, I'm sure, to cover for Islamic jihadis. So they probably said it had nothing to do with religion at all. But we know otherwise, don't we, people? So that's one. However, this one, I'm pretty sure majority of people in America have never heard of. In fact, I'd venture to guess if a lot of people in the world have heard of this one. And this one occurred in the 20th century. Okay? And this one had a death toll, a school shooting. Had a death toll of over 2,000 people. Over 2,000 people, and it will never, ever, never, never, ever, never, ever, ever, never, did I say ever, never? It will never be brought up by the media or gun grabbers, and there's a reason, and I'm going to fill you in on that at the end of the story. Okay? But you'll get it. Once I recount the story to you of what went on, you'll get it. This shooting occurred on December 21st, 1907, just a few days before Christmas, at the Santa Maria School in Chile. It's referred to as the Santa Maria School Massacre. Now, the thing is, is that this was not like a school day function kind of thing going on. But considering the fact that people like Michael Bloomberg's organizations, like Everytown, demands gun safety, we know his organizations tell big whoppers, big lies. They tell them about the number of people in America who want background checks and all of this other stuff and strict gun control and all that. They just lie through their teeth. They distort the facts. They distort the numbers. And their numbers were just taking any kind of shooting at all that happened. I mean, somebody could be robbed in the parking lot of a school. That was counted as a school shooting if the gun went off. Right? And the vast numbers of their shootings, nobody was hurt or injured or killed. Nothing. So with that in mind, this is a shooting that took place in a schoolyard. And you know what it was about? There were workers there. Saltpeter worker, works miners, along with their wives and their children, who were out there to protest. They were going on strike. They were not going to just do the work and not be heard. Unfortunately, there was not a set of principles in effect there. And it was the military who dealt with these unarmed men, women, and children. They were not a threat to anyone. They were just simply protesting. Okay? This was not a mentally ill individual. It wasn't a guy on psychotropic drugs. It wasn't an Islamic jihadi. It wasn't a high-rolling gambler with bump stocks. Wasn't any of that. This was a state-sanctioned, cold-blooded murder of these people. This is what this is. And this is why they won't bring it up, because this is where their gun confiscation agenda goes to. You not having any arms, and the government having all the arms. And you can label it wherever you want. Police, local police, state police, military, National Guard, Secret Service, all those people, fine. They are just fine with arming those people. But you, we don't want you having any guns. We can't trust you people with guns because we have an agenda to push for it. And believe me, that's really as simple as I can make it. Okay? One of the things that we know about this is that this story was largely suppressed for decades. For decades, up until the 2000s. Okay, and we'll get to that in a second. But this story was largely suppressed. And, you know, it was kind of passed on through oral tradition down through time until somebody took some action to find out the validity to it. Because the official numbers that came from it were like 149 to 195 people died. That's what we were told. Or that's what the outside world was told. But that wasn't the truth. Now, we don't know the exact numbers, but we know it's over 2,000. We know over 2,000 people were killed there that day. According to the history, the site of the massacre was the Domingo Santa Maria School. And there were thousands of miners from different nitrate mines in Chile's far north had been camping for a week. They'd been stayed out there. And they wanted to appeal for the government to intervene to improve their living and working conditions because it was bad for their health. And the Minister of Interior decided to crush the strike rather than hear the people and do what was right. He decided to put a stop to it. And if it needed to be by the hand of government, heavy, big government, an army assault, and murder people in cold blood, he was going to do it. General Roberto Silva Renard, he was put in charge of the troops. And he informed the strikers' leaders that the strikers had 1 hour to disband or be fired upon. And when the time was up and the leaders and the multitude stood firm, the general gave his troops the order to fire. Now understand, these strikers didn't have any weapons. They were out there with their families, their wives, and their children. They were not a threat to General Renard. They were not really a threat to government. They just wanted to be heard. An initial volley then fell upon the negotiators, was followed by a hail of rifle and machine gun fire aimed at the multitude of strikers and their accompanying wives and children. This had begun some days later as far as the strike was concerned. And, you know, the sad reality is government would not negotiate with them. They were more on the side of the mining companies than they were the people. And as the time went on, the numbers who joined the strike, you know, grew. Some have numbered that there were 10 to 12,000 people there in that schoolyard as part of the strike. One of the just horrific things that I read in the strike was when they opened fire on them was that in some cases these troops didn't just open fire into a crowd of people, kind of like what we saw with Las Vegas, the shooting there last year in October. They chased them down. They chased down women and children and unarmed men. After that period of firing, the troops stormed school grounds with machine guns, firing into the school's playgrounds and classrooms, killing in a frenzy without regard to women and children, screaming for mercy. And the survivors of the massacre were brought at saber point, where they were sent back to work and subjected to a reign of terror. Now, I told you that this was largely covered up for many decades. One writer I ran across who writes on some history pointed out in August 2007 at the centenary of the massacre, as the centenary of the massacre approached, there was the leader there in Chile, President Michelle Bachelet-Team, I believe I pronounced that correctly, of archaeologists and forensic scientists to excavate the site that was so long rumored to be the mass grave of the Santa Maria School massacre victims. And nearly 2,500 bodies were exhumed. As Chile owned up to the truth of its shameful past, public exhibitions were mounted, a monument to the dead was erected, a national day of mourning was decreed, and General Silva Renard's name was quietly removed from the artillery regiment that had been posthumously denominated in his honor. And like I said, she also points out that this was suppressed for nearly 100 years. It was the testimony of witnesses passed down to their children and their children and their children, which eventually uncovered the truth here. Keep that in mind. On the other side of the break, I'll tell you why gun grabbers will never tell you about that story.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Segment of Sons of Liberty Radio here. Tim Brown filling in for Bradley Dean today. Glad to have you with us. Now, let me make the point, and then I'm going to bring it home to where we are here in America and what's going on right now. Okay? The point is this. And people like David Hogg and his young friends there in Florida and across the country, they need to understand that what they're demanding was already implemented in both of these countries, for the most part, both in Russia and in Chile. Okay? Disarmament. Stupid gun control, confiscation, prohibition laws that are not laws, they're pretended legislation because they don't align themselves with God's law. Nor the Constitution, which says, keep your hands off our rights. Here's what they're not understanding. They're just, the term gets thrown around, but they're useful idiots. They're children. My goodness. They're children. Little Davy Hogg can't even buy a weapon. He's not even 18. He shouldn't have a voice to be speaking to any kind of legislation. You say, well, that's not fair. Let me point something out to you. See, this is, I'm going to tell you, some of you are going to get mad at me, but I'm going to tell you. You know, our republic is fashioned after Presbyterian government. That means that you go from a smaller, like a local fellowship, and if there's a problem, you appeal to somebody who's more, and then there's more, and then there's more. kind of like when Acts 15, you know, and we were, we were going through that at church. The appeal was not to Paul, wasn't to Peter, wasn't to James. The elders and the apostles gathered together, and they came together to appeal at Jerusalem to a bigger body, not one person. And our republic's founded on that. But we've gone in this way of thinking we're a democracy. And this has been hammered time and time again, even though we're a republic. And democracy is kind of like when you go to these churches, you'll know who I'm talking about. I don't even have to call them by name. And they want everybody to vote on every little thing. Right? We're going to spend money for the carpet here. We're going to give money to missions over here. We're going to have to fix this over here. Everybody has a vote. And everybody's vote's just as valid, right? I mean, you could be a Christian for all of 10 minutes, and yet your vote is just as valid as the godly man who's been living his life for 20 years. You say, what does this have to do with anything? I'm fixing to show you. Do you see how off balance that is? Do you see how unwise and just plain stupid that is? It's just as stupid as listening to a 17-year-old kid tell me and tell our representatives how they need to violate the Constitution and violate our rights and do things they're not authorized to do when he should have been learning what the Constitution says in his school instead of playing around at CNN. That's how stupid this is. These little communists are pushing for today these very things to disarm you. And this is where it's all headed. It won't be to protect the children. That's what they'll tell you. But it endangers them. In fact, people like David Hawk and others put themselves in greater danger, aligning themselves with the devil anyway, right? I mean, that's what they're doing. Now, I want you to stop and think. What went on last week? We had President Donald Trump who said, oh, you've got a friend in the Second Amendment. Your attack on your Second Amendment rights is through this 8 years of doing that. And he had all the talk. And at that time, I said, well, watch and see. You supported a lot of stuff in the past that doesn't line up with what you're saying. He said, well, he could change. Yeah, he could. I believe that. I believe in change of heart. God changes hearts every day. All age groups. But it usually doesn't happen that way in a political forum. Okay? The changing of heart, so to speak, if there even is one, is more pragmatism. And Donald Trump is a pragmatist. He's not really a liberal. He's not really a conservative. He's a pragmatist. Whatever will get it done. I mean, look at that. Look at the healthcare things that were going on. Yeah, he supported several of those things. But I didn't see any support for the full repeal of it, which was put forward by a number of people, which he said he wanted to do, even though he said he wanted universal health care. So now we have Donald Trump coming and saying we want to ban bump stocks. Ban bump stocks, really? And I've seen some of the most asinine comments on Facebook from alleged conservatives who say, well, the bump stock just wastes ammunition. It's not very accurate. You could hurt yourself. And I'm just going, are you kidding me? You obviously haven't owned one or shot or used one. I'll just tell you, a bump stock is far more controllable than a fully automatic weapon. Far more. But that's beside the point. Whether I can control it, whether it's going to hurt me, whether it's going to waste it, that's beside the point. That's an opinion. The bump stock goes with a rifle. Rifles are part of those things that are protected under the Second Amendment. We really didn't need the ATF's approval for bump stocks. They don't write legislation. That is Congress. And all their little things that they write are not part of the Constitution. It's just not. And then we have Trump saying that. Then he's thinking about, oh, yeah, we need to raise the age of 21 to buy a rifle. Not that we don't have 21 for buying handguns, which is, it's just goofy to me. It's goofy. I was taught to shoot rifles and handguns and shotguns when I was like 10. My kids in my house were taught even younger. You say, well, you're just endangering it. No, I'm actually making them more safe because they understand and respect the weapon, understanding the damage it can do. And unlike a video game that says game over and you just hit the reset button and do it again, you don't get a do-over if you shoot somebody with that. My kids learned that real quick. And there are a lot of kids who end up finding their parents' guns because their parents are scared to take them and teach them the gun. And they end up shooting themselves, or they shoot their brother or their sister or the cousin, somebody. Not meaning to, but it's because mom and dad wouldn't take them out and show them, this is what it does, this is how you do it, this is, you have to be careful using this. It's a tool in your hand. And you're either an ignorant fool using it, or you're a wise person doing it. But let me point back to that. Donald Trump wants to raise the age of 21. Yet he's going to be, you know, if we ever actually had constitutionally declared wars, at that time he would be made the commander-in-chief. He's not commander-in-chief all the time. Read your Constitution. Only when the military is caught up in the service of the United States is he that. But he's going to be in charge of guys who are 18 years old, 18 to 21, who have their own rifles, killing people with them. You want to talk about hypocrisy? There it is, folks. The height of it. And then we hear more talks of different kind of compromises, wanting to let Toomey Manchin in on the thing with Dianne Feinstein. You can just guess what's going to be in that bill. And I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you like Donald Trump or not. He is toying with our rights. He's toying with our rights. And all you people who are so brainwashed, and that's what I say about it, that you can't see that and you want to come up with things, well, Donald Trump is playing 4D chess with all these people. Look, he's politically savvy. There's no question about that. We saw that with the media. But if you really think this is 4D chess and you want him playing with your rights like that, there's something wrong with you. There's something really wrong with you. Well, it's better than here, were you? Really? Is that what this all goes back to? Is better than Hillary? How about you guys aren't holding up the Constitution you took an oath to hold? How about we start holding them that and say, you're not as good as the Constitution, get out. Put somebody in there who can do the job. How about we start looking at our representatives and our presidents and stuff like that? That's what I want to encourage us to do. Let's hold the people up to the standard. They work for us, not us for them. We'll be back in 23. Thanks for joining us. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.